best years, not exactly the ones that Bill Clinton is looking back on right now.
No.
Although, you know, Jennifer Flowers has come out of the woodwork again.
What's she want?
Well, she's saying she's coming to Bill Clinton's aid, I guess.
She's coming to his court.
Yeah, she's defending him. She says claims of sexual harassment by that Paula Jones woman don't sound true because it's not like Bill to pull down his pants. That's not what she said during the 92 campaign,
right?
Well, she has come to the defense of President Clinton, saying she doesn't believe that he had an affair with Paula Jones. She insisted that President Clinton is not the kind of guy who would cheat on his mistress. So, 6:33, here's Mary Zia with your Edge Update.
What a guy. Well, President Clinton should be announcing his nominee for the Supreme Court today. That nominee is Stephen Breyer, who's a federal appeals court judge. He's expected to have no problems with being confirmed. Clinton will have the formal ceremony for the announcement. And there will be a public hearing tomorrow on the planned $582 million operating budget for the city. The city has some extra money because they have more tax money than they expected, and city officials want to use a third of that money to expand summer parks programs, such as free swimming, more parks, and longer library hours. The groundbreaking for the Phoenix Art Museum expansion starts today. That expansion is possible because of $20 million in voter-approved bonds from 1988. The display space will be more than double. Any traffic types, Commander Bill?
No, but there is one accident to watch out for. This one in Tempe. Price at Southern. It's right on the northbound access road along Price at Southern. Took a look at your Black Canyon Freeway. It's starting to slow you down now between Dunlap and about Bethany Home Road. U.S. 60 inbound Superstition Freeway. A couple of pockets slowing. That's all, folks. Between Mesa Drive and Country Club, and then again from Price Road all the way over to about Rural. Some more slowing down the Superstition Freeway inbound. This traffic report is a service of Mi Amigos Mexican Restaurants. Did you know that the cooks at Mi Amigos have been working since sunup, making tortillas and preparing fresh ingredients? Mi Amigos in Tempe and Mesa, food so good you'll expect your change back in pesos. I'm Commander Bill. You're driving on the Edge.
Makes my job sound simple.
Sure does.
Well, the Suns lost to the Rockets yesterday, 107-96.
Quiet.
The best of seven series is now tied 2-2. They face each other again in Houston tomorrow. Sunny and windy today. We're going to have a high in the mid-90s. It's 66 degrees right now. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge Update.
So does this mean that you and I are going back to Houston?
That could be.
Go another party plane. That would be cool.
Pull another all-nighter.
I think so. That would be great. Coming your way, 7:30 this morning, front row seats for somebody. You see Depeche Mode. And, some more qualifying for Trippin' Thursday. You see Elvis in New Orleans.
Sure. Why not?
It's Monday, 6:35 with Erasure on the Edge. On the Edge. Morning Breath Theater with Willoughby, Mimi Zeal. Man, I'm hurting.
You look like
my forehead. I broke out in heat blisters from being out at the Miller Lite Pro Beach Volleyball Tournament. Both day. What a great time, though!
It was fun, but I use sunscreen and I feel great.
Really?
It was a great time out there. I mean, there was like everybody was out there. Those dogs were great with the Wonder Dog.
The Wonder Dog.
Yeah,
sure.
I loved Air Dog. Yeah,
Air Major.
Air Wonder, right? Air Major
Let's get
Wonder
it
Dog.
Bill Waters and Air Major.
Who's the Wonder Dog?
Not Bill Waters.
Oh, no.
Air Major is the Wonder Dog.
Right, that's what I said.
It's the one from TV commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
Is he the Wiener Dog, too? I'm not quite sure.
No, he can't be both.
That's different. I don't know. But if you weren't out there this weekend, you blew it.
Bummer.
You missed a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we had the beach right here in Phoenix.
That's right.
Son of a beach. I'm burnt to a crisp. 6:42 with Eurythmics on the Edge. Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, The Edge, the best new music first. Sorry. I just like the end of that song. It's Boingo from the CD that will be out this week in stores, as a matter of fact.
Good.
Featuring a 50-page booklet of photos of Danny Elfman's art collection.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
That's pretty cool. It's in one of those cardboard fold-out cases. No jewel case for Boingo. Oh, no. It's great. A lot of people going, I don't know. It doesn't sound like Boingo, Boingo. Well, the band's been gone for 5 years.
That's right. They're going to
sound Danny Elfman's life has evolved a little bit.
Sure.
Got two kids, three kids, something like that.
Whoa.
And all those movies under his belt. So the album's a little dark, a little different, but it's still Boingo.
That's right.
And you don't like it, go somewhere else.
Yeah. Everything changes.
That's right.
It's another song.
Exactly. Speaking of everything changing, I thought I thought that margarine stuff was okay to eat.
Well, not anymore, they're finding. A new study came out from, like, Harvard, and they're saying that margarine may be even worse than butter because of this.
Wait. Worse than butter?
Yes. Yes, because what they're finding is that it's there's a little known fat called trans fat or something. It's
found. I thought that was a car.
No, that's a trans am. This is a trans fat. Trans fat is something that's found like when they hydrogenate. What is it like the oils and stuff?
Yeah,
that's what you get. You get the fat in your margarine. You get the fat. Cookies, chips, processed food. I'm sorry, but all that stuff is supposed to be bad. Ugh.
All of a sudden, you know, they're telling us for years, give up butter and go to this. I've been eating country crock like it's going out of style.
Same here.
You know, I just sit down with a big bowl of that stuff and I eat it with cereal.
I can see you doing
it. I do because it's good. And now you're saying it's bad for you.
Clogging your heart.
I hate this.
Sorry.
You got to be careful about everything you eat today. Mm-hmm. I mean everything, right?
Hi, it's me again, Bill from the sales department here at the station.
Hi, Bill.
Well, I've broken some new ground on the Nutrition Systems weight loss program.
Hey, Bill, come on out.
Okay. Staff's having a little party out in the lounge area. It's our boss's 5th anniversary. Hey, speaking of parties, I used to have a real problem at parties before I got on the program. It was hard to resist all that food. You know, sometimes...
Big fat Bill. Yeah. He's not small.
Okay.
No. A big fat butt. Yeah.
All right. That's some of the interns here at the station. That's kind of their way of having fun and showing support of the program. Anyway... this party going on out there, you know, the staff is having pizza. Well, guess what? I got delicious Nutrition System pizza right here. It's really good. It's pizza. Hey, no stopping me from having a good time. Well, I gotta go. Starting to feel dizzy.
To talk to a Nutrition Systems specialist, call 1-800-Nutrition Systems Weight Loss Program today.
The cutting edge of rock, 106.3. The Edge keeps.
Call 957-6799 to find out how to qualify for 10% discount on your surgery. Gary Hall Eye Surgery Institute, the RK experts. Call 957-6799 today.
Morning Breath Theater will be in Marysville. 7:30 this morning, we'll be putting somebody in front row seats to see Depeche Mode. This Wednesday, 6:58, it's due order. I'm The Edge. New Order, how you doing? This morning by Theater Willoughby, Mary Seal. Monday! Monday is when we give you the worst news there is to give you.
Oh, God.
Jeffrey Dahmer was baptized in prison.
Ew.
Before the weekend.
Let's go home.
After telling a minister he wanted his sins washed away.
It's not that easy.
Now, if it was me baptizing him, I would have held his head underwater quite a bit longer. 702, here's Mary Seal with your Edge update.
Well, the tables have been turned in Bosnia today as the Muslims there are doing some heavy fighting against the Serbs. UN spokespeople say the Muslims have pushed the Serbs back more than 2 miles from where the fighting started. Meanwhile, there is still talk in the U.S. Senate about lifting the arms embargo against the Muslims so they can continue to fight back. The Arizona Town Hall meeting is going on in Prescott again today. About 170 delegates are there to mainly talk about youth at risk. One delegate says the way to keep the state's youth out of trouble is to get to the underlying cause of juvenile crime, drug abuse, and school dropouts. And yes, researchers are now saying that margarine may be as bad for us as butter. A report from Harvard has found that there is a type of fat in margarine and other processed foods like crackers, chips, and some cookies. It's called trans fat. It's little known and may be responsible for 30,000 heart disease deaths in the country.
And there's a new brand out there.
Yeah, what?
I can't believe it's trans fat.
Oh, no. Well, where's the traffic delays, Commander Bill?
On the Black Canyon Freeway southbound right now, heavy stop-and-go condition approaching Cactus all the way down through Glendale. Then you'll hit another pocket of slowing between Bethany Home Road and about to Thomas on 17 southbound the Black Canyon Freeway. There's one accident in Tempe being worked on, Price and Southern. It's a northbounder just north of the intersection, so be careful as you pass by. Mountain Pass is beginning to load up. Dreamy Draw now a quarter mile plus in both directions at Shea and 32nd Street. This traffic report is service of Mi Amigos Mexican Restaurant. Did you know that Mi Amigos has been serving the Valley's finest Mexican food since 1977?
Yeah, I knew that.
They now have 3 locations in Mesa. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Mi Amigos, food so good, you'll expect your change in pesos. Did you know that?
Where's my change?
Oh, well, I don't have it. I'm Commander Bill. You're driving on the edge.
Well, the Suns lost to the Rockets yesterday. It was 107-96. I know. The series is now tied 2-2, and the next game is going to be in Houston tomorrow. Sunny and windy today. We're going to have a high in the mid-90s. It's 66 degrees now. It's 7:05. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge Update.
I say Jerry should put another party plane to Houston together.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do it again. Your Edge Update brought to you by Powerade, the next thing in sports drinks. Act for Elvis Costello tomorrow. That's Crash Test Dummies and God Shuffled His Feet. Get your tickets, because that one I think is going to be sold out by tomorrow, if
yeah,
it's not
so.
Already. Elvis, Mesa Amphitheater, that's tomorrow. How you doing? Willoughby, Mary Zeal, it's Morning Breath Theater. This is interesting.
What?
Ronald Reagan's daughter, Patty Davis, has posed nude for the July issue of Playboy.
That's what I've heard.
Check that out, huh?
Shocking, shocking.
Well, they asked Ronald Reagan what he thought about it. He says, well, now that I've seen Patty naked, I'm hoping to one day see Nancy with her clothes off.
Poor guy.
7:14, it's the call on the edge. Mother. Stacabo, here we go. It's Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby and Mary Zeal. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Everybody, the phones have been going nuts this morning. Am I going to sit up front to see Depeche Mode? Look, we're going to do the drawing in just a couple of minutes, but if you don't win the drawing, if you didn't qualify over the weekend, here's a way that you can be sitting in reserved seats or box seats. We're going to upgrade you.
When?
On Wednesday, at the show.
We are there?
Yes, we are. We're going to take people out of the crowd. Not only are we going to upgrade your seats.
Yeah, what?
But we'll take you backstage. To meet the band. That's right. We're going to be wandering through the crowd looking for outrageous displays of the edge. We want you to show us your edge, baby.
Show us your goods.
That's right. Show us your goods. We'll choose five edge heads with their guests, bring you backstage, meet the band, get instant ticket upgrades.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Makes your taste buds stand up and say howdy, doesn't it?
Howdy.
Show us your edge. If you need, like, some advice and stuff, I will explain it to you. Because last time Depeche Mode was in town, we did the same thing, right?
Okay, right.
Now, it's not easy.
No.
All right? You got to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, like, wear an edge shirt. You can't just slap an edge sticker on your face and say, hey, look, I got my edge sticker on my face, man. Take me backstage. That doesn't work,
that's
see?
That's a big deal. Mm-mm.
We had a guy, he made himself this huge hat.
Yeah.
That said the edge on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had an electric lantern underneath, and the thing was lighting up for miles around.
Now that's creative.
That is creative. You show us your edge, and you show us yours, I'll show you mine. See? We'll take you backstage and meet Depeche Mode and maybe instant upgrades and reserve box seats. And
that's cool.
We'll treat you like a human being for a change. How's that?
Sounds good.
We'll do the drawing for the front row seats in just a couple minutes, right here on the edge.
I'm at the beach when it's cold.
Because it's going to be a cool show. We got two great shows this week. Elvis, Crash Test Dummies, and Depeche Mode. Speaking of Elvis Costello, if you don't go tomorrow, maybe we'll send you to see him in New Orleans, part of Trippin' Thursday.
That sounds good.
Speaking of Depeche Mode.
We have it.
We had the Depeche Mode concert weekend on the edge here all weekend. Everybody won a pair of tickets right now. We are going to put somebody in front row seats.
Yeah,
John Boy, you got the bag?
Yeah, I do.
You got all the names in there?
I got all the names.
Got them all mixed up good enough?
Yeah, they're all mixed up.
As mixed up as you are.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Mary Zeal, reach in there. Pull out a name.
I'm picking a winner here. Let's see.
My dad used to say that to me.
I know.
Pick a winner.
It's Sarah Wentz of Phoenix.
Sarah Wentz, you're sitting up front.
Yay.
Front row seats, courtesy. Morning Breath Theater. Depeche Mode concert weekend. How about a taste? 7:28 with Demode on the edge. Maybe Sarah let me sit next to her.
Doubtful.
Hey, Arizona's Edge this Wednesday. Blockbuster, Desert Sky Pavilion, Depeche Mode. And hopefully they'll do that song. I don't know if they did last time. I don't remember. I was just like having so much fun. Sarah Wentz of Phoenix, our winner this morning. Front row seats at Depeche Mode, courtesy of the Depeche Mode concert weekend.
Yay.
Everyone's like, are you going to give any more tickets away?
Uh-uh.
Hey, big spenders, are you going to go out and buy some tickets for a change? For Christ's sake, we gave away hundreds of tickets. Now it's your turn.
Yes, it is.
7:32, here's Mary Zeal with your Edge Update.
Well, the Phoenix City Council will have their first chance to comment on the city's operating budget tomorrow night. The budget is for $582 million. It includes more for spending because the city took in more tax money than they thought. The public has already told them that they want that extra money to go into youth services. There was an accident this morning between Amtrak Silver Meteor train and a freight train in North Carolina. Sheriff deputies there are saying about 400 people were on board the train. It was going from New York to Florida. 20 people have been injured. A Gilbert farmer is going to be sentenced today for not filing a 1986 tax return. 67-year-old Marvin Cooley may be put in prison for 1 year and fined $100,000. He had also once written a book on how to battle the IRS. Well, where's our rush hour delays, Commander Bill?
Watch out for these accidents. Central at Dunlap has a car bike accident near Sunny Slope High School. Central at Dunlap. Northern at Grand Avenue, reports of an injury accident. Black Canyon Freeway southbound, very heavy, approaching Cactus all the way down through Campbellback Road. Mountain passes, a good half mile plus delay along 7th Street as you approach Mountain View, Dreamy Draw, Shane, 32nd Street, a good half mile plus. Superstition Freeway stop and go, Alma School Road all the way over to the transition. That's upwards of a 20-minute ride. This traffic report, service of professional business equipment, combine the latest technology from Panasonic Office Automation with 20 years of experience from professional business equipment. Call PBE at 437-8484. I'm Commander Bill. You're driving slowly on the edge.
You know, if you painted the edge on your airplane,
yeah,
I bet you'd be a shoo-in for those box seats there at the Depeche Mode concert.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
I can
so.
Win.
Yeah, well.
Well, kind of.
Maybe.
Kind
of. Maybe it's just a way to get you to paint the edge on the plane.
I might do that.
Look good anyway. Well, the Suns lost to the Rockets yesterday, 107-96. That series is now tied 2-2. Next game is tomorrow in Houston. Sunny and windy today. We're going to have a high in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees right now. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge Update.
All these great shows coming to the Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis, Depeche. How about Pretenders, June 15th at Hayden Square, yeah, from Last of the Independents. Night in my veins, 7:35. It's Morning Breath Theater, Monday on the Edge. Edge, it's a shame about Ray. It's Lemonheads. How you doing, Willoughby? Mary's Heel, Morning Breath Theater. You know, Dan Quayle's on this book tour, right? The new book by Dan Quayle. Number 18 on the bestsellers list. It's called Standing Firm. Nothing to do with John Wayne Bobbitt. However, he was at an autograph signing at a bookstore. And I guess Dan was a little stumped. A 5-year-old girl asked him for an autograph. When she told him her name was Samantha, he started to spell it S-Y-M until the girl's mother gave him the correct spelling. You save that autograph, honey. It'll be valuable when I'm president. That's spelled P-R-E-Z-Z-Y-D-I-N-T. I think he really looked stumped when she told him her last name was Potato. 7:41. Matthew Sweet, Morning Breath Theater on the Edge. In excess and what you need. You know what you need?
Who, me?
You need a trip to New Orleans to see Elvis Costello. That's what you need, see?
We need a trip, period.
Yes, we
let's
do.
Go.
Why don't we go with the winners to New Orleans?
Let's
Tripping Thursday this week, yeah, is a trip to New Orleans. Just keep listening for the boarding call, and who knows? You might be winging your way,
bye-bye,
to enjoy some wonderful Cajun food. Maybe you go to Paul Prudhomme's restaurant.
Ooh.
I went there when
did
I was in
you?
New Orleans. Yeah.
Good stuff.
But you know what?
Hmm.
I think they allow smoking in restaurants in New Orleans, and I can't stand that. I can't handle the smoking section.
I hate it, too.
Speaking of smoking section, there's a whole smoking section in the paper today, the Arizona Republic Life section.
Why, yes, there
smoke,
is.
Smoke, not a pet's friend, huh?
No, it's got that poor little kitty and doggy on the ground. They don't like it. Oh, look.
There's a whole article about how secondhand smoke can be really bad for your pets.
Oh.
For your dog, for your cat, for your gerbil, whatever you have.
I never would have smoked if I'd known that.
Really?
Yeah.
But you don't smoke anymore?
Oh, no, no, no.
You found help, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, so did I.
Started smoking.
Tonight at 10 on Fox 15, followed by Arsenio at 10:30.
Hey, did you see that Bob Hope birthday special Saturday night?
No, I flipped right through it.
What a lineup of babes, huh? B. Arthur, Phyllis Diller, Betty White, and the Village People. Woo! Hubba bubba.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. It's Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby, Mary Zeal, 7:56. It's Radiohead, On the Edge. I needed a cold compress.
Oh, you poor thing.
It was hot.
Sexy.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Radiohead and Creep.
Ew.
How are you?
There's some creeps out there, huh?
Yeah, everyone's all ticked off that I've been picking on smokers today.
Well,
Congress is trying to ban smoking in all public places. Pick on them.
They sure
you
are.
Put them in office. Okay, I'm just talking about health hazard here, and
that's right.
Congress is the one that's trying to ban smoking in all public places. Mm-hmm. However, cocktail lounges and restaurants will still offer congressmen seats in the racketeering and influence peddling sections.
Ah,
so
yes.
Have no fear about that. 8 o'clock. Here's Mary Zier with your Edge update.
Well, the U.S. Senate was close to approving lifting the arms embargo on the Bosnian Muslims. The Muslims have already been fighting back against the Serbs today. UN spokespeople are saying that they have pushed Serb forces back more than 2 miles from where the fighting had started. And about 170 delegates are at the town hall meeting in Prescott today. They started their meeting last night. The main issue for discussion is youth at risk. One researcher says the way to keep the youth in Arizona out of trouble is to get to the underlying causes of crime, drug abuse, and school dropouts. And yes, a new report from Harvard is saying that trans fatty acids, which are found in margarine, are worse than saturated fat in butter.
Sounds like the name of a new band, fatty acid.
Well, the report in the American Journal of Public Health says this type of fat, it's also in other processed foods, may be responsible for 30,000 of the nation's yearly heart disease deaths.
Well, now what am I going to put on my English muffins?
No, I don't know, you poor thing. Well, what's happening on the roadways now, Commander Bill?
How about some jelly?
That's better for you.
That sounds good. Black Canyon Freeway southbound, slower than Charles Barkley, driving the lane against Akeem the Dream from Thunderbird all the way down through Camelback. That's a stop-and-go condition. Watch out for an accident in Tempe. This one on Guadalupe at McClintock. Actually, it's the northbounder, a little bit north of the intersection, about a half-mile delay on McClintock as you approach Guadalupe northbound. 7th Street at Mountain View, a good mile and a half back up Cave Creek at Mountain View, nearly 1 mile. And your other mountain pass, the Dreamy Draw, very sluggish and slow for a good three-quarters of a mile approaching Chain 32nd Street. This traffic report is a service of Mi Amigos Mexican Restaurants. Did you know that Mi Amigos has been serving the Valley's finest Mexican food since 1977?
See.
They now have 3 locations in Tempe and Mesa. Mi Amigos, food so good you'll expect your change back in pesos. I'm Commander Bill. You're driving on the Edge.
Hey, I have a great idea of what we could do with all that leftover margarine that's not good for us.
What's that?
Put it out on the roadways. People like slide to work a little quicker.
Yeah, hey, that might work.
Get rid of that sluggishness.
Great idea, huh? Well, the Suns lost to the Rockets yesterday, 107-96. That series is now tied 2-2. Next game is in Houston tomorrow. It's going to be sunny and windy today. We're going to have a high in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees right now. It's 8:02. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge update.
Sarah McLachlan possession, which, you know, is 9/10 of the law.
Yes, it is.
That's
of course.
Right. It's Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby and Mary Zeal. As a matter of fact, there was an interesting case study.
Okay.
Last week, and a car was stolen, okay?
Yeah.
And the guy who owned the car had to prove to the police officer, see, they pulled a guy over, and he said, no, this is my car.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who had the car stolen said, no, this is my car.
Okay.
And he said, well, let's see the paperwork. And neither one of them had the paperwork for the car.
Oh, jeez.
And the guy who really owned the car said, no, I know it's my car
because
I put an Edge bumper sticker on the back of it. Just check.
And it was there.
That's right.
What a great idea.
The police officer looked in the back, and lo and behold, there was the Edge bumper sticker, which proves.
It took care of
once again, ladies and gentlemen, an Edge bumper sticker can legally save your ass in a bind, okay?
Save my ass.
That's right. You want an Edge bumper sticker? They're free at any courthouse, Zia Record Exchange, or any Copper Rivet store. You can put them on a window, put them on a bumper, and next time you have a problem, if your car gets stolen or something, it's sort of like, you know, like a VIN number.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
You can prove it's your car. Hey, that's the one
with right
the
Edge sticker right there. It's a clear
right
one.
There. Yes. I know it's mine.
Exactly. I'll give my mom that for her birthday today.
But what happens is when everybody starts putting Edge bumper stickers on their cars,
well,
then you're on your own. Sorry.
We can't help.
Can't help by then. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Book of Love on the Edge. It's Meat Puppets. Best new music first from Too High to Die and We Don't Exist. So, how you doing?
Fine.
Willoughby, Mary Seal. It's Monday morning. And
oh, burnt.
What a long weekend. Yeah, burnt out.
It has been.
Sunburn. Burnt out. Friday night we had Club Edge.
Yeah, that's right.
Anderson's Fifth Estate.
Mm-hmm.
And spent the whole weekend at the Miller Lite Pro Beach Volleyball Tournament. That was a lot of fun.
That was a blast. Really.
One thing I found out, though, at the Club Edge at Anderson's Fifth Estate.
What's that?
A lot of people think they know how to dance.
They do. Oh, well, they think they know.
I had fun watching some people who've never been in a dance club before. It was like graduation night for ASU, and they had this big party bus. And
yeah.
People were out there learning how to dance
learning
in front
how.
Of my very eyes. Yes,
Dude.
They were. As a matter of fact, today's morning comic, Greg Glienna, talking about dancing.
The morning comics.
Here on the Edge, and congratulations once again to Sarah Wentz of Phoenix. We're going to personally, I mean personally, grab her by her hand and take her to the front row of the Depeche Mode concert.
Royal treatment.
Sorry, we're
going
to wait for her right there at the ticket booth. And you, Sarah, come with us.
Special.
Take you right down front row seats to see Depeche Mode. And now the only way to get reserved the box seats or to meet the band is show us your Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Get all decked out with Edge stuff, and we'll be looking for you. And maybe take you backstage
to
meet the band. 8:25, it's Duran Duran on the Edge. It's Duran Duran, Come Undone on Morning Breath Theater, which usually happens on a Monday. We just fall apart here. I think the whole country's falling apart. At least 49 doctors and other healthcare professionals are running for the U.S. House, Senate, and governor this year. Plastic surgeon Greg Gansky is running for a House seat in Iowa. He says he could tackle more issues than just medicine. And he said, I think I can speak authoritatively on the subject of crime.
He does.
Of course, he's robbed most of his patients blind. Why, as a plastic surgeon, I'm sure he's disguised many criminals.
Ooh, that's true.
He knows a lot about
that's
crime. Talk about crime. See how much he charges for a nose job. 8:30. Here's Mary Zier with your Edge update.
Well, President Clinton is expected to announce the new nominee for the Supreme Court today at a formal ceremony. Stephen Breyer, who is a federal appeals court judge, will be named, and he reportedly won't have any problems getting through the confirmation process. The Phoenix City Council will have their first chance to comment on the planned operating budget for the city tomorrow. There's a 10% spending increase because the city took in more money from taxes than they expected. The public has already said they want to use that money for more youth services, like extended library hours, more parks, and free swimming. Well, now researchers are saying margarine may be as bad for us as butter. A report from Harvard has found that there's a type of fat in margarine and other processed foods like crackers, chips, and some cookies. Mm. It's called trans fat.
Uh-huh.
And it's little known, and it may be responsible for 30,000 heart disease deaths in the country.
I thought that was the name of an airline, Trans Fat Airways.
No. Wrong one.
No.
Well, let's get a final look at traffic. Commander Bell?
Right now, your freeway is doing a great job. Black Haney Freeway southbound, just some light slowing approaching northern down through about Bethany Home. Hopefully in the next 5-6 minutes, that'll be all gone. U.S. 60 inbound, Superstition Freeway in great shape. Construction continues. Broadway at Dobson and Mesa, as well as University at Mesa Drive. This traffic report is service of professional business equipment. Combine the latest technology from Panasonic Office Automation with 20 years of experience from professional business equipment. Give them a call, 437-8484. I'm Commander Bill. You drive safely on the Edge.
Hey, now that we know that margarine's no good anymore for you, you could use it to fix that office equipment.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Grease the gears,
Loop it right up.
There you go.
Great lube. Sure. Well, the Suns and the Rockets are tied with 2 games each in this best-of-7 series. Rockets beat the Suns yesterday 107-96. Their next game is tomorrow in Houston. Sunny and windy today. We're going to have a high in the mid-90s. It's 76 degrees right now. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge update.
Hey,
what?
You want to go to New Orleans to see Elvis Costello?
Yes.
Just keep your ears on for that boarding call.
Take us.
That's right. Trippin' Thursday wants to send you to see Elvis in New Orleans. I guarantee you'll have a good time. 8:32, it's Sinead on the Edge. Stone Temple Pilots from the Crow soundtrack, which, by the way, an ad for the Crow soundtrack in Rolling Stone magazine makes an enticing offer. You can sample tracks by phone before you buy the whole CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's $2 a minute.
Ouch.
By the time you sample all the songs, you might as well have bought the whole CD, huh?
That's for sure. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, listen for more than 4 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
What a stupid idea.
Just
go buy the CD.
It's
probably the best.
Or listen here. We play all that.
Or go see the movie.
Exactly.
The movie's cheaper than calling this phone number, right?
It is.
The movie's about $7, $7.50.
Yeah.
Go see that. Check out the soundtrack. You like it, you go buy it.
Sure. Easy enough.
Don't waste your money on these 900 numbers like I do. 8:41.
Don't do it anymore. Stop it. We talked about this.
On the Edge. Oh. I got a new one. I'll tell you about later. On Morning Breath Theater with Willoughby and Mary Zeal, it's James and Say Something. Mary,
Okay, oh yeah. We want to say congratulations to John Rutterman. He just qualified for the trip in Thursday trip to New Orleans to see, who's he going to see? Elvis.
Elvis in New Orleans.
I thought you saw him in Memphis. Oh, I mean, this is Elvis Costello.
That's right.
That's right. Okay,
not,
sorry.
Different Elvis. The one you're thinking of is working at 7-Eleven somewhere.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations, anyway.
Yeah, the Elvis you're thinking of is the one that probably ate tons of margarine. And didn't realize how fattening it was.
Just when you thought it was safe to butter your bread.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting there at the breakfast table,
Poor thing.
I got a glop of that stuff.
Margarine.
Well, what do you call it? The
trans fat?
I have trans fat brand, as a matter of fact. And I had it there, a glop of it, ready to put on the English muffin, and the news story comes on and says, no, you're going to get a heart attack.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
So what can we eat? I don't know. Everything that's out there.
It's bad.
Makes you fat, gives you heart attacks, makes you break out.
Gives you bad breath.
Right. I mean,
I don't know.
It's not safe to eat anymore. I think I'm going to have to go on one of those special diets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like Bill.
Hi, I'm Bill Murphy. I work in the sales department here at the radio station.
The Edge would like you to know the American Cancer Society and Phoenix dermatologists are setting up appointments now through the 18th. That's this Wednesday for a free skin cancer screening. Call me here if you need some more information. 8:55 on the way. Vinyl Vault at 9:30. This is Nirvana on The Edge. To Rock 106.3, Arizona's Edge. Who said that on TV? Unbelievable. Who's unbelievable? I can't remember.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah? Who was it? Who said that? Unbelievable.
John Travolta.
Yeah, but he didn't say it exactly like that. I sound like Sylvester Stallone. Unbelievable. Anyway, we got some great stuff on the way for you, including today's installment of the Vinyl Vault, which comes your way at 9:30. And I will also tell you how you can get to meet Depeche Mode. That's right. Meet Depeche Mode and sit in reserved or box seats. Stick around for details. Right now it's Pearl Jam and Yellow Lead Banner on The Edge. Arizona's Edge. Yes, they're back. This time opening for Elvis Costello. That's tomorrow night, Mesa Amphitheater, part of the Edge Modern Rock Concert Series. All kinds of great shows coming to town besides that one tomorrow night. Of course, DeMode is Wednesday. Gin Blossoms, two shows, Mesa Amphitheater, Friday and Saturday nights. Just announced Material Issue at the Roxy, June 20th. Also on the way, 311, The Grays, Counting Crows, Pretenders, Alice in Chains. Any more? Any more music than that, and we'd have to move somewhere else because we wouldn't have room for all of that here in the Valley. So how'd you like to be sitting right up front? Reserved seats, box seats to see Depeche Mode. That's this Wednesday, Blockbuster Desert Sky Pavilion. If you're there and you like absolutely go nuts with Edge all over your body somehow, we will take you backstage to meet the man and then put you in like really cool seats. That's right. Show us your Edge, and we'll show you Depeche Mode in the flesh. We'll see you Wednesday night, backstage with Depeche Mode. It's 106.3, Arizona's Edge. Edge, Adam Ant, Desperate But Not Serious, which sounds like his acting career. Haven't seen him doing much, have you? It's Willoughby. It's time for today's installment of the Vinyl Vault, and today we are going to go back a couple of years, just a few. Barbie and the Kens. Now, does the name sound like a little like a certain toy doll couple? Could be. At one time, there was a rumor that Barbie and the Kens received notice from the Mattel Toy Company regarding the unauthorized use of their trademark names. This is true. This rumor may or may not be true. Oh, it's a rumor. Okay. Well, I made it up, though. Well, nothing's been heard from the band since their release of this song back in 1984. We're going to open the Vinyl Vault with this one from Barbie and the Kens. It's Just a Gigolo. It's a Vinyl Vault on the Edge. Installment of the Vinyl Vault, Barbie and the Kens. It's Just a Gigolo from 1984. If you have suggestions for the Vinyl Vault, give us a call or fax us, 846-1414. Keep listening. Today's Monday. You have a couple of days to qualify to be on that trip to see Elvis Costello in New Orleans, which is happening next week, as a matter of fact. But Elvis will be here in town tomorrow, so go check it out. And then once you see how great the show is, you're going to want to go catch him again in the French Quarter and sample some of that classic Cajun food. Listen for the Edge boarding call, then you know what to do. On the way, music for you from Soul Asylum, and we're going to cut someone's hair. It's Pavement next on the Edge.
Are you...
Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, Arizona's Edge. Pavement, cut your hair. My buddy from across the hall at our sister station, KCRX, Larry Mack, walked in this morning with a baldy. Shaved his head completely. Now we got to, like, keep the lights off because it's kind of blinding anyway. Can't believe he just shaved his head off. Now everyone's daring me to do it. Yeah, hello. Yeah. You can't get me drunk enough. Anyway, it's a wrap for me. Thanks for hanging out today. Once again, congratulations to Sarah Wentz of Phoenix. She won those front row seats to see Depeche Mode. And your chance to be sitting up front or actually meet the band is right there at the show. Just show us your edge. The most creative, the most outrageous display of the edge somewhere on your person. And we'll take you and your friend and your guest backstage to meet the band, and you'll get an instant ticket upgrade, maybe to box seats, maybe reserve seats. But the only way to do it is show us your edge. And we'll be showing you our Allison Strong, who is up next. We also got Erasure and Green Day next for you. This is Willoughby. Hasta later.
25th at Theaters Everywhere.
It's on. It's the Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby and Mary Zeal, looking for your nominations for Comedy Awards. Who do you nominate and why? 625 with the Smiths on the Edge. Edge. Two great shows over the weekend, Friday and Saturday at Mesa Amphitheater, Gin Blossoms. It's Mrs. Rita. How you doing? Willoughby, Mary Zeal, Morning Breath Theater. Looking forward to the American Comedy Awards at 8 o'clock tonight. Another nomination from us, Ted Koppel.
Ted Koppel.
Should win the Sirius Over Comedy Awards because he won the ratings over Jay Leno and David Letterman last week.
Whoa, that's
good. I like you know, Ted Koppel and everything, yeah, but I think his band sucks. So, 6:33, here's Mary Zia with your Edge Update.
Well, Vice President Al Gore says tough new United Nations economic sanctions against Haiti can help bring back democracy to that country. There are reports, though, from Haiti that those new sanctions aren't having much effect. There's bribery and corruption, and goods are being smuggled across the border with the Dominican Republic. A plan to raise the state's cigarette tax by Arizona Hospital Association is being boycotted by two hospitals, the Phoenix Good Samaritan and Tucson Medical Center. Republican lawmakers oppose the plan to raise the tax on cigarettes by 40 cents. They say it would give the hospitals $90 million a year to spend without the public's say. And the Summer Jobs for Youth program hope to have 1,000 jobs available this year. So far, they've lined up 500 jobs. That's twice as much as last year. The program is sponsored by the Greater Phoenix Leadership. If you do have a summer job for someone 16 to 21 years old, call 631-4827. Well, any traffic delays, Commander Bell?
We have an accident in Mesa, extension at Broadway. This is a car bicycle accident, so be real careful. Extension at Broadway in Mesa. Black Canyon Freeway southbound, loading up in a hurry, already very heavy, approaching Peoria. All the way down through Campbellback. If you're taking the Dreamy Draw, 32nd Street at Shea Boulevard, a good quarter mile plus backup. This traffic report is service of Mi Amigos Mexican Restaurants. Did you know that the cooks at Mi Amigos have been working since sunup, making tortillas and preparing fresh ingredients? Mi Amigos at Tempe and Mesa. Food so good, you'll expect a change in pesos. I'm Commander Bill. You're driving on the Edge.
Hey, how about nominating DOT?
DOT?
Yeah, Department of Transportation, for designing such wonderful freeways.
Great idea, Willoughby.
They should be nominated for a Comedy Award, definitely.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Big-time Comedy Award.
Well, the Suns lost to the Rockets on Saturday, but we will win next year. And the Knicks took the Bulls out of the playoffs. Jazz knocked the Nuggets out over the weekend. We'll have some high clouds today. It'll become partly cloudy by this afternoon. We'll have a high in the mid-90s. We got a slight chance for some rain tonight. It's 72 degrees right now. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge Update.
Pay attention, because you never know when that boarding call will pop on your radio. And maybe you'll be on your way to Chicago.
Bye-bye.
Trippin' Thursday, a couple of days away. It's 6:36 with In Excess on the Edge. Sarah McLachlan from Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. It's Possession. How you doing, Willoughby? Mary Zields, Morning Breath Theater, celebrating American Comedy Awards tonight. Looking for your nominations for Comedy Awards and why.
I have a nomination.
Yeah?
I do. Star Trek. They're producers.
The producers of Star Trek? Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, they're trying to cast for a new series, another spinoff called Voyager. And
another one?
Yes, another
one. Another spinoff?
Yes, another one. Well, they had cast, remember Lindsay Wagner from Bionic Woman. They wanted her, but they decided they needed a man. The bosses at Paramount said, no women. We want a man.
Oh,
yes, as the captain.
Why does it have to be a man? I mean,
I don't know. That's what they said. It has to be a man.
A woman is running the United States, after all.
You're right.
6:44, and every little thing she does is magic, too.
Killer.
It's the Police on the Edge.
Nice nomination. Rock 106.3, Arizona's Edge. Out of Phoenix, Arizona, somewhere close to where we are, meat puppets, and we don't exist. Then how would we be talking if we don't exist?
Don't start philosophy.
I won't.
Okay.
To be or not to be.
Oh, gosh.
What is on the Edgemont Rock Concert Series, you ask?
Tell us, please.
You did ask, didn't you, a minute ago?
Yes, I did, actually.
Well, the Gin Blossoms is done.
Bye-bye.
But life still continues, you know.
Yes, what do we have?
We've got 311 coming to the Roxy this Friday.
Okay.
Beck will be at the Roxy June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
The Grays are coming, Counting Crows, The Pretenders, Smithereens, Material Issue, Alice in Chains. Watch, you need more?
Yes.
Well, then just call the Edge event line, 260-KEDJ, because I can't ramble that stuff off fast enough. It's Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby, Mary Zeal, American Comedy Awards, 8 o'clock tonight.
That's right.
Looking for your nominations for Comedy Awards and why.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call on the Edge line, 260-1063. Here's one of my favorite talk show hosts. I think he's better than Arsenio, better than Chevy Chase. Well, anybody's better than Chevy Chase.
Who, Conan?
No, Jay Leno. He's better than Conan, better than Jay Leno.
Gosh.
Not better than Letterman, but he is funny in his own sort of way. He had his own show, a sitcom, and it didn't happen for a while. But I think he's going to be on the awards tonight and definitely pick something up. I'm talking about Gary Shandling.
I went to visit my grandmother, who's 92 years
old. Employed or underemployed woman, Mary, pay attention.
What? Hey.
Who needs help finding a job or getting training, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
There may be free help from the Arizona Women's Education and Employment Group.
Okay.
Call me here for more information, Mary. I'll give you that number on the side here.
You're all hard.
657. It's Tears for Fears on the Edge. It's Monday, Morning Breath Theater on the Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, The Edge of Tears for Fears. It's a mad world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And that's how we celebrate with the American Comedy Awards tonight.
Yes.
We're celebrating with our own Comedy Awards this morning. Your nominations for Comedy Awards and why on the Edge line, 260-1063. I nominate Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone, for
yes,
what?
Yes, for that stupid Menendez movie he had on. The second Menendez Brothers TV movie aired last night, produced by Oliver Stone, suggesting that there was a second set of brothers shooting from behind the grassy hedge above the pool. So,
oh, about that my one. Goodness.
702, your Edge update brought to you by Powerade. It's the next thing in sports drinks.
Well, the plan by the Arizona Hospital Association to raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes in the state by 40 cents is being boycotted by Phoenix Good Samaritan and Tucson Medical Center. Republican
sore
legislative
losers.
Leaders say they oppose that plan because it would give hospitals $90 million a year to spend without the public say. Tennis star Jennifer Capriati, who was arrested in Florida last week on a marijuana possession charge, is in she's in a drug rehabilitation center now. But Newsweek magazine also reports she'd been in a rehabilitation center in Florida last month. That's where she met the other people that were arrested at her hotel room.
Ooh.
She spent a week at the Manor's rehab. It cost $950 a day. Well, there's a new policy at Blockbuster stores. The male employees have to have their hair no more than 2 inches over their collars, and they can't wear earrings anymore. Women can only wear one pair of earrings. That policy is going to be in effect for all 509 Blockbuster stores in the country. What's happening
Marge Schott had something to do with that.
Oh, Margie. What's happening with those accidents, Commander Bell?
There's still an accident in Tempe being worked out.
Wait a minute.
What's that?
Do you have earrings?
Uh-oh.
Do I?
Because you're not allowed to do traffic on this radio station if you have earrings.
No, I have no earrings.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, then.
Go ahead.
Anyways, in Tempe, there's an accident being worked out on McClintock at Ray Road. That's in South Tempe. Be careful if you're taking the Superstition Freeway inbound. It's rough. It's tough. It's heavy from Dobson Road all the way over to the transition. Black Canyon Freeway southbound, very sluggish now from Thunderbird all the way down through Camelback. This traffic report is service of Mi Amigos Mexican Restaurants. Did you know that Mi Amigos has been serving the Valley's finest Mexican food since 1977?
Could be.
They now have 3 locations in Tempe and Mesa. Mi Amigos, food so good you'll expect your change in pesos. I'm Commander Bill. You're driving without earrings on the Edge.
That seems to be the way it's going.
I hope his hair is 2 inches above his collar, too.
The Suns are out of the playoffs. They're wearing earrings. The Rockets actually beat them Saturday. We're going to win, though, next year. The Knicks knocked the Bulls out of the playoffs, and the Jazz took the Nuggets out. We'll have some high clouds today. It's going to turn partly cloudy by the afternoon. We'll have a high in the mid-90s. It's 72 degrees right now. It's 7:04. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge update.
Mary Zeal does the news with a nose ring, but that's okay.
What is...
Edge of Rock 106.3, Arizona's Edge. It's Pearl Jam and Yellow Ledbetter.
Yeah.
Kimmel and Bits, Kimmel and Bits, Kimmel and Bits, Kimmel and Bits. Scott Kimmel and Bits of Tempe heard the boarding call, and he was caller 16 at 260-1063. Scott and Kimmel and Bits may be on their way to Chicago to hang out with Material Issue. They're going to be doing a concert, a taping of their new video, plus the Q101 Fest is going on. So much to do.
I know.
In Chicago, all part of Trippin' Thursday. This Thursday at 7:20, we pick a winner, and then we pick another trip. Yeah. We start it all over again.
Please use that.
Just pay attention. Mm-hmm. American Comedy Awards tonight at 8 o'clock. We're celebrating, asking you for your nominations for Comedy Awards and why. Give us a call on the Edge Line. So far, not so funny.
Not really.
You have a nomination?
Yeah, actually I do. It's a Louisiana judge.
Why is he being nominated?
Well, he turned his back and allowed the jury, though, to see two nightclub dancers topless.
In his courtroom?
Yes. It was part of their defense against charges of obscenity, but they were acquitted.
And they each made $12. Please mark these Exhibit 43D.
Oh, God. Well, those women, they were accused of dancing, well, with their nipples exposed.
Mary?
Yes. Well, they claimed they had covered them with makeup, added a touch of red blush to make them look uncovered. But the assistant attorney, district attorney, he protested. He said that if he put makeup on his and exposed it, he would still be guilty of obscenity.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't make any money out of there, buddy, would you? Don't be a crybaby. I would have liked to pull jury duty for that.
Hey,
7:14, it's Eurythmics, okay. Morning Breath Theater. Will it be Mary Zeal with Sweet Dreams on the Edge? The hell is that blind melon? No rain. That's not our forecast.
Maybe. Slight chance tonight and tomorrow.
Slight chance. It's Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby, and Mary Z, who cannot keep her composure this morning. Probably because it's a Monday and she's on that medication, that Monday medication.
I forgot my medication, actually.
That's why. No wonder. At American Comedy Awards tonight at 8 o'clock, looking for nominations for Comedy Awards and why.
I have another nominee?
Yes.
Yes, I do. You know Bobcat Goldthwait?
You nominate Bobcat Goldthwait?
Yes.
For what?
The Backdraft Award.
The Backdraft Award. Yes. Why is that?
He was charged Friday with two misdemeanors. He could go to jail for setting a chair on the Tonight Show on fire. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was charged with unlawfully causing a fire and possession of a flammable substance with the intent to burn property.
Hmm. It's a shame his career isn't as hot as that chair, huh? It's amazing that professionally, this guy can't get arrested.
Why?
He should be sentenced to a police academy movie marathon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, anything but that. Mary, you were talking about that story before about the guy who put makeup on his...
Yes, his...
What is it?
It's a gumazigiam.
Oh, well, that explains that. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Sure, no problem.
7:28, it's Smithereens. June 17th at the Grind. Ooh. Edge Modern Rock Concert Series. 7:28. The Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, Arizona's Edge. Edge Modern Rock Concert Series, June 17th. It's the Grind where you'll see Smithereens. Mm. We have a date with the Smithereens. It's the name of their CD, too.
Oh, good.
Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby, Mary Zeal, and, you know, St. Louis is considering publicly caning graffiti vandals.
They are?
Yeah.
No.
Let's take our show to St. Louis and invite Bobcat Goldthwait up to see us, huh?
Good idea.
7:33, here's Mary Zeal with your Edge update.
Well, the United States has tightened economic sanctions on Haiti over the weekend. Those sanctions, though, aren't expected to do any good, since gas and other goods are moving across the border into Haiti from the Dominican Republic. First Lady Hillary Clinton will be at the private funeral services for Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis this afternoon. That burial will be at Arlington National Cemetery. President Clinton is expected to give a brief speech at the burial. And the Summer Jobs for Youth program hope to have 1,000 jobs available this year. So far, they've lined up 500 jobs. That's twice as much as last year. The program is sponsored by the Greater Phoenix Leadership. And if you do have a job for someone that's 16 to 21 years old, give a call to 631-4827. Where's our rush hour delays, Commander Bell?
On your freeways, very heavy travel on the Black Canyon Freeway is southbound, approaching Thunderbird all the way down through Camelback. Stop and go. US 60 inbound Superstition coming from Mesa. Stop and go, approaching Alma School Road. all the way over to the transition. If you take the mountain passes, give yourself extra time through the dreamy draw. 32nd Street at Shea, a good three-quarter-mile delay. Shea Boulevard at 32nd, a good half-mile delay, and the draw stays very slow all the way down through 26th Street. Now, as you make your way into the draw at 26th Street, which is usually a decent second or third choice, that'll also back up about a half-mile. 7th Street at Mountain View, a mile-and-a-half delay. Tatum Boulevard, as you work your way down through Lincoln, a good mile-and-a-half delay. This traffic report is service of Hooked On Phonics. Find out how Hooked On Phonics is changing the way adults and children learn to read. Call 1-800-ABCDEFG and ask about Hooked On Phonics. I'm Commander Bill. You're driving on the edge.
I nominate the Black Canyon Freeway for a comedy award.
You do?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Black Canyon Freeway?
Yeah.
I just... Mm-hmm. The Freeway Award.
Oh, okay.
They shouldn't call it a freeway.
No, they shouldn't. No. Yeah, I agree there.
No. Well, the Suns are out of the playoffs this year after the Rockets beat them Saturday. We'll win, though, next year. The Knicks knocked the Bulls out of the playoffs, and the Jazz took the Nuggets out. We'll have some high clouds today. It's going to turn partly cloudy by the afternoon with a high in the mid-90s, 72 degrees right now. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge Update.
And if you have some nominations for comedy awards of your own, make them up as you go along. Give us a call on the Edge Line, 260-1063. Morning Breath Theater on a Monday, 7:35 with Pet Shop Boys on the Edge. Monday in Longview on Morning Breath Theater with Willoughby and Mary Zeal. Hey.
Ah.
We had the boarding call recently, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
You never know when it could pop up again any minute now.
You never know.
And then we might be qualifying somebody for that trip to Chicago. Part of Trippin' Thursday. Only 3 days left to qualify. And then Thursday morning, 7:20, we'll send somebody to Chicago. And then we'll do it all over again.
Okay.
Tonight, American Comedy Awards. We're talking about nominations for Comedy Awards. It's the 8th annual.
Yeah.
American Comedy Awards with a special tribute tonight to Second City Television.
Oh.
And the Second City Troupe, which is a great organization.
Oh, yeah,
where
there.
John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of biggies came out of that. And... they're celebrating the 35th birthday of Second City.
That's right.
We're celebrating the first birthday of Morning Breath Theater. You have a nomination?
Yes, I do. It's a Pennsylvania cemetery.
Why are they being nominated
for the Burial Award, the Burial World? They have agreed to let a man be buried in his white Corvette.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to cremate his remains if George Swanson's going to be buried Wednesday in the driver's seat of the car. The license plate says, "Hi, pal." Oh, God. Swanson bought 12 burial plots to make sure that he'd fit.
I wonder if they're going to bother putting a seatbelt on this guy.
Aww.
That's really weird.
That is very strange.
It's going to be murder on the leather interior, though. 7:43 with Wang Chung on the Edge.
Don't be angry with me.
I'm supposed to sing along with that part.
Mm-mm.
The best new music first from Boingo. It's Hey.
What?
Morning Breath Theater. Will it be Mary Zeal on the day of the American Comedy Awards? Nominations for Comedy Awards. I know a big winner tonight. I don't even have to watch the show. What's your favorite TV show? Your favorite comedy?
Oh, Seinfeld, of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Jerry Seinfeld will probably be on the show and, mm-hmm, of course, probably win big tonight.
Oh, I'm sure they
on
will.
On the 8th Annual American Comedy Awards.
That's all there is to do in life. You go out, you go back.
25th at Theaters Everywhere.
It's on. Mm-hmm. It's on. Watch the Eddie Murphy...
Marathon,
thank you.
I
yesterday on
Kaylin.
You did? It's Morning Breath Theater. Willoughby, Mary Zeal, a couple of birthdays today. Joan Collins, 61.
Mm.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler, 42.
Yeah.
Stephanie Patterson of Mesa is like 40, 50, something like that. I don't know.
No.
And Aretha Evans of Tempe, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Some edgeheads. 7:56 with Psych Furs, 106.3, Arizona's Edge. With Natalie Merchant, Photograph on Morning Breath Theater.
What?
It's Monday.
Nothing.
Smile.
I am smiling.
A lot to laugh about. American Comedy Awards tonight, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about nominations of our own.
Right.
I nominate the Fox Television Network.
Uh-oh. Why?
Well, they signed a deal to become the official broadcast sponsor of the Rolling Stones' upcoming tour.
Uh-oh.
They're going to, like, host its primetime schedule from D.C., the Stones' first American stop, in August, do live cut-ins from the show and stuff.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones on Fox. Brought to you by Denture Grip and by Doan's Pills. And you get the picture.
Sounds good.
802, here's Mary Zia with your Edge Update.
Well, the Arizona Hospital Association's plan to raise the state tax on cigarettes by 40 cents is being boycotted by Phoenix Good Samaritan and Tucson Medical Center. The Hospital Association's chief says he thinks some members fear political retaliation. Some lawmakers don't like that plan because hospitals would get $90 million a year to spend without the public say. And the state health director says he'll urge cities to have mandatory bicycle helmet laws for children. He says this would help cut down on one of the leading causes of childhood deaths. Tempe already has this law in effect. Tucson will start theirs next month. There is a new policy at Blockbuster stores. The male employees will now have to have their hair no more than 2 inches over their collar, and they can't wear earrings. And women can only wear one pair of earrings. That policy will be in effect for all 509 Blockbuster stores in the country.
Does that include customers, too? Or?
No. Okay. You can still go in there.
Speaking of helmet laws.
Yes. What's happening now, Commander Bill?
Well, they don't have a helmet law. Boy. Black Canyon Freeway southbound still very heavy from Thunderbird all the way down through Camelback. Looks like the recovery has begun on the east side of town. Only some light to moderate slowing. Superstition Freeway inbound approaching Price all the way over to the transition. Power outage still in effect between Lower Buckeye and Grand Street from 7th Avenue through 16th Street, so the traffic lights down there may not be working right. There's an accident report at Cactus at about 33rd Drive. This traffic report is service of Mi Amigos. Did you know that the cooks at Mi Amigos have been working since sunup, making tortillas and preparing fresh ingredients? Mi Amigos in Tempe and Mesa. Food so good, you'll expect your change in pesos. I'm Commander Bill. You're driving on the edge.
They just instituted a helmet law in the neighborhood Safeway where I shop.
No way.
Yes.
Why?
Well, you should see me in that cart.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, geez. Well, the Suns are out of the NBA playoffs. They lost to Houston Saturday. And the Bulls were knocked out of the playoffs also by
right
the Knicks.
Down the produce
yes,
aisle.
Bye-bye. And the Jazz took the Nuggets out of the playoffs also. We'll have some high clouds today. It'll be partly cloudy by this afternoon, high in the mid-90s.
Sometimes I ride with a child.
Slight chance for rain tonight. It's 73 degrees right now. It's 8:05. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge Update.
Live, selling the drama. It's Morning Breath Theater talking about American Comedy Awards. I have a nomination.
Another what?
Bruce Willis. He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
he's done
he
some funny movies.
Sure.
Nominate him for being a big spender.
A big spender?
Yes. The
Why?
Other night in London, Bruce Willis picked up the entire tab at Planet Hollywood in London.
No way.
Wish I was there. Oh. Came to over $20,000.
$20,000.
Which is exactly what he spent for Demi's new breasts. 8:12.
Oh,
Frankie
yeah.
goes to Hollywood. Yeah. Kuzigajiam.
Kubazigiam.
Yeah, whatever. Two tribes on the edge. The cutting edge of rock, 106.3, Arizona's Edge. The best new music first from Michael Bean. On the verge of a nervous breakthrough is the CD, Us. You're ready to, like, burst,
aren't
you? I
thought you were going to, like, belch or something when you got...
No. American Comedy Awards happening tonight.
Yes, it
and,
is.
We've been talking about nominations all this morning. And I'd like to... You know what?
What?
I wonder if they're going to nominate, like, the worst comedy shows or movies.
Oh, I don't know if they do that.
Worst comedy movie of the year would have to be Last Action Hero.
Yes, I would think so.
And worst comedy series... How about that Tom Arnold show?
Oh, yeah.
They canceled it already.
I know.
The new one.
Didn't even have a chance.
He canceled his marriage, too.
Poor Tommy.
I think they should do a tribute to the morning comics.
Oh, yeah.
Because every day, these guys, they get up real early.
Yes, they do.
And they join us every morning. As a matter of fact, today is no exception. Ron Pearson from Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
What's he talking about, John?
Hey, look,
thanks a lot, John.
It's Monday.
Right on top of things. 8:21, Morning Breath Theater.
The Morning Comics on the Edge.
Accents, man, they're crazy, egg. You ever know?
That's right.
Yeah, huh?
Happy birthday to Jasmine and Tempe and Matt Henry working at Frontline Systems this morning. It's going to be a long day for them
in
the universe. Darling Buds at 8:26 on the Edge. See that special on ABC Saturday night? About earthquakes?
Yes, I did, actually.
They reported there's a huge fault line running directly underneath Graceland.
Not good.
However, Graceland residents were unable to see the special because Elvis shut out all the television sets.
Oh,
8:30, here's Mary's here with your Edge Update.
Well, tennis star Jennifer Capriati, who was arrested in Florida last week on a marijuana possession charge, is in a drug rehabilitation center now. But Newsweek magazine also reports she had been in a rehab center in Florida last month. That's where she met the other people that were
were arrested at her hotel room. Capriati had spent a week at the Manners Rehab. It cost $950 a day. The Summer Jobs for Youth program didn't get as many job pledges this year as they had hoped for. So far, they have 500 jobs, and they wanted 1,000 for summer employment for people ages 16 to 21. If you do have a part-time or full-time job for the summer, call 631-4827. And the cities of Scottsdale and Tempe have agreed to split the cost of a project that will turn dried up leaves and grass from your yard into fertilizer. The Tempe Public Works Chief says 1/4 of all the city's trash comes from yard waste. Let's get a final look at traffic, Commander Bill.
We could also use some speeches from politicians as fertilizer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That'll work real good.
Yeah, huh?
Make lots of money on that. Right now, you're in great shape on your freeways. Black Canyon, Papago, Maricopa, Superstition, all recovered. Still some light slowing inside the Dreamy Draw as you work your way from Shan 32 all the way down through 26th Street. This traffic report, a service of, who's bringing this one? Mi Amigos Mexican Restaurant. Did you know that Mi Amigos has been serving the Valley's finest Mexican food since 1977? They now have 3 locations in Tempe and Mesa. Mi Amigos, food so good, you'll expect your change in pesos. I'm Andrew Bill, you're driving safely on the edge.
Well, well, the Suns are out of the playoffs right now. The Rockets beat them in the series.
Stop rubbing it in.
I'm not trying to rub it in. They'll win next year. The Nuggets are out of there, too. Utah won that series. The Bulls were taken out by the Knicks over the weekend also. We'll have a few high clouds today. It's going to turn partly cloudy by the afternoon. Our high is going to be in the mid-90s, 79 degrees right now. I'm Mary Zeal. That's your Edge Update.
Just because we were losers doesn't mean we lost.
No.
It was a good season.
Yeah, it was. They're good.
Better luck next year. Edge Modern Rock Concert Series, June 4th, brings you this band, the Deroxy, or this man, I should say.
Who's that?
Jasmine wanted to hear Beck. 8:33, this is Loser on the Edge. Edge. Sugar. And if I can't change your mind, will it be Mary Zeal? It's the American Comedy Awards tonight. You got another nomination for
a
Comedy Award?
I do.
Who'd you like to nominate?
Well, it's a New York mom. Fictional mom.
Why do you want to nominate her?
It's a welfare award.
Oh, the welfare award.
Yes,
why
yes.
is that?
Well, she invented 73 children and has been arrested for stealing almost $450,000 in welfare money.
73 yes. fictitious children.
That's right. For 7 years, just about, the woman used forged documents. She collected city, state, and federal welfare benefits for the kids that were non-existent. She even said she had 11 sets of twins. And she doesn't really have any
That's
real children.
That's your welfare system at work, huh? Thanks, Mr. Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Time to fix that thing.
Ooh.
I guess she doesn't have any children because, well, she's too busy filling out all those forms, huh? Two more kids and I can retire in January.
Oh, terrible.
8:40, 20 minutes in front of 9 o'clock with Pretenders. It's The Edge. Saved by Zero. It's The Fix on Morning Breath Theater. Willoughby and Mary Zeal. Keep listening for that boarding call.
Yeah.
For that trip in Thursday, trip to Chicago. We'll be doing the drawing for that Thursday morning, 7:20. Stick around because that boarding call could be just moments away. Hint, 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 hint.
Oh, hinting.
American Comedy Awards tonight.
Yes.
Nominations. Actually, some very interesting people going to be on the show tonight.
Like who?
Well, they're doing their tribute to the Second City organization,
yeah, that's right.
35th birthday. And, of course, the top comedians of the year and top shows and stuff. Of course, they're going to have the late night talk show category.
Oh, okay.
Now, who do you think is going to win that?
David Letterman, maybe? Or maybe Jay Leno? Or
definitely not Chevy Chase, though.
No, he's
gone. Think so. I think Jay Leno deserves an award.
He does.
For being in New York and not getting mugged.
That is a good... that's a good reason.
He's doing okay holding his own against Letterman, but I still think Letterman's going to beat him out. But he's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Nice chin.
Well, good to say, but a lot of America...
It'll be Mary Zeal. Tomorrow, you can go to the stores and actually purchase the CD from these fellows. The Best New Music First from Cause and Effect. 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on The Edge. We'll be here with you on this Monday. Hate to break it to you, but yeah, it is Monday. But we'll get you through it. We have a great installment of the Vinyl Vault coming your way at 9:30. Some music from Smashing Pumpkins and The Cure. Right now, it's Morrissey. 106.3, Arizona's Edge. Edge with Smashing Pumpkins today. How you doing? I am Willoughby. Apparently, some people are still a little bemuddled or befused about this Tripping Thursday deal. What do I have to do to get that trip to Chicago to hang out with Materialissue and see the Q101 Fest? It's very easy. You have to listen for the Edge morning call and then be caller 16 on the Edge line at 260-1063. Thursday morning, we pick a winner and send that person and a guest to Chicago, and then we come up with another trip. All right? It's that simple. What? Are you still confused? Do you want me to give you a hint? All right, I'll give you a hint. Edge with Duran Duran by demand on the Edge line. How you doing? We'll be here with you. It's that time to open up the vinyl vault and see what we have in store for you today. Believe it or not, Live at Budokan was recorded back in April of 1978, and it was just recently that they decided, well, there's a couple of songs that they left off. Cheap Trick has released Budokan 2. Also recorded from back in 1978, believe it or not. One of the songs they forgot to put on here was one of my favorites from Budokan 2, which I guess is in stores. We're going to drop the needle on this one from Cheap Trick. It's California Man on the vinyl vault on the Edge. Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, Arizona's Edge. The Vinyl Vault from 1978, recorded live in Budokan. It's Cheap Trick and California Man. Now you can find that on Budokan 2, some of the passed over songs that they forgot to add the first time, including Southern Girls and Stiff Competition and Old Caroline. Some good stuff on there for you. By the way, congratulations to our latest Trippin' Thursday winner, Kim Nelson of Mesa, qualified to go to Chicago. We'll be picking a winner on Thursday, and then we'll do it all over again. Just keep listening for that boarding call. If you need information about any events that we have going on with the Edge, just call the 24-hour Edge event line, 260-KEDJ, sponsored by Checker Auto Parts. On the way, music from Stone Temple Pilots in the Farm, next on the Edge. Farm and Groovy Train. Time for me to be hopping aboard the Groovy Train. Thanks for hanging out today. Hopefully we made your Monday a little bit brighter. If not, too bad. We'll see you tomorrow. Allison Strong to the rescue. Keep it right where you got it. It's 106.3 Arizona's Edge. This is Willoughby. Hasta later.
You are listening to the actual
Southwest Gas.
Southwest Gas. Right from the start.
I thought they were talking about you there for a second. Already, she's warming up the studio.
I have gas, I'll admit it.
Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby, Jamie White, one of our applicants. Her morning show partner here.
Do you love me already or what?
3 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Put a dimmer switch on that.
I love this.
We'll have your weekend agenda coming your way at 7:20. Get your Crayolas ready. Here's The Cure. It's Purple Haze on the Edge. It's the Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, Arizona's Edge, from the Stone-Free tribute to Jimi Hendrix, The Cure, and their rendition, Purple Haze. How you doing? Well, we made it to the end of another week. It's a Friday, and we'll have your weekend agenda coming your way at 7:20 if we don't get hit with that fakakta thing before that.
Streptococcus.
What is it?
I don't know what it is about you radio guys, but you just get so excited when you can say a word like strep, duh, and then you get to say that, and you're so excited because you can say it on the radio. Streptococcus.
Streptococcus. It sounds like somebody's running for office or something.
No, that would be Dukakis.
No, that started in Britain, and now you said it arrived here
in
New York.
It's in Florida, New York, Detroit. Somebody actually died from it.
It's like on tour, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say
it. Planned stops on the Streptococcus tour include Rush Limbaugh, Roseanne Arnold, and anybody who still eats movie theater popcorn. This Edge update brought to you by 21st Century Sound with 5 Valley locations and free 3-year warranty on all car stereo components. It's Jamie White with your Edge update.
Okay, I know we usually do the sports at the end of this, but someone called, really upset, started yelling at me. I'm new. Don't yell at me. Here's the deal. The Canucks. Yes, they win. They beat New York Rangers in the Stanley Cup 6-3 in Game 5. Rangers lead the series 3-2. Also, in other news, here it is. Speaking of gas, we were talking about gas earlier. At least 87 people were injured when 2 gas explosions blew up a portion of a high-rise for the elderly in Allentown, Pennsylvania. What's that noise? And the buzz is on the movie Speed. That's the movie to see this weekend. Starts today. Great reviews. And here's that newlywed Commander Bill with the traffic.
Here we go. Black Canyon Freeway southbound starting to load up between Thunderbird and about Bethany Home Road. Along I-10 inbound as you leave Ahwatukee, South Tempe. Be ready for just a tad of slowing as you approach transition. US 60 Superstition Freeway starting to get heavy as you approach McClintock. You'll stay kind of slow all the way over to the transition. 27th Avenue at Northern, a waterline break in construction as you slow as you head toward the freeway. 27th Avenue at Northern. This traffic report, a service of McKenna's Sports Bar. Stop by McKenna's Sports Bar after work for the best party in the Central Corridor. Enjoy the full complimentary buffet and specials. McKenna's on Clarendon in the Lexington Hotel. Meet me at McKenna's. I'm Commander Bill. You're driving on the edge.
Yeah, you're still partying. You're still having that honeymoon, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
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 You sound tired.
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
You have that special glow.
The way you fly the plane, I think.
Oh, well, that's special, Willoughby.
Okay, here's some sports for you. Coach Lucas resigns from the Spurs. Also, the Sun Devils lost yesterday 6-1, and they will return to the Valley today at, Packard Stadium. So meet them there. And the weather today, sunny high 108. I'm Jamie White, and that's your Edge Update.
The cutting edge of rock, 106.3, Arizona's Edge. It's Boingo. And hey, they're going to be at Mesa Amphitheater July 10th. If you've been living under a rock, you probably miss out on getting those tickets. They go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. One more time, Edgemont Rock Concert Series, Boingo, Sunday, July 10th. Did you miss that? Did you catch that?
I got it. I'm writing it down right now.
And if you ever miss that, you just call the Edge Event Line, 260-KEDJ, and they'll give you all the information so you could freak out on a recording instead of on us. Willoughby, and what's your name again?
It's Jamie.
Jamie White.
I feel really out of place. I'm looking at all you guys. I'm in the studio with a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
You all have really long hair.
Yeah.
Really long hair.
And so do you.
Everybody has T-shirts on.
And yeah, you're wearing your
wearing a
three-piece business suit over there.
I feel so out of place. I feel like a geek. Why do I feel like a geek? You guys look like the geeks. I feel like the geek.
Well, you just want to look good like the kid at first day at school.
Am I impressing you?
Not really. You need, like I said, you need a dimmer switch on that thing.
I love this outfit. It's a good look for me.
12 minutes past 7 o'clock. You're up against some stiff competition.
I hear.
Now, I got to give this guy another shot because he took the chance after I already nailed him on the air once and sent me a second tape. Because the first tape, he sent me a disc jockey tape. And then he realized, oh, wait, they're looking for a news guy. So James Bauer's going to read the news.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
See if anybody likes this guy. Here we go.
Lastly, I want to say that listening to The Edge, for me...
He's still not reading the news yet. This guy's talking for half an hour. Just read the news.
So here's James with the news. Shalom, you bastards.
Hi, this is James with your Edge update. Locally, Phoenix police arrested former Mayor Paul Johnson late last night after leaving a rave party in South Phoenix for violating Phoenix's curfew laws. When confronted by police, Johnson reportedly said,
I swear,
man, I'm over 21. No, I really am. You can call my mom and ask her. Unfortunately, Johnson's mother was unavailable for comment.
Is he making that up? Is that a real story?
I like these guys. We're out of a job. Come on. Put them in our place.
Frankie goes to Hollywood and becomes a morning show person. Two
like
tribes at the Edge. The Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, Arizona's Edge. It's Matthew Sweet, Devil with the Green Eyes, from the CD Son of the Altered Beast. I mean, that Fakakta thing you were talking about is like a beast.
Right.
So it's a devilish thing.
It is out of control. The scientists are baffled by this, and they can't find anything to fight it. Nothing works.
Somebody sneezes on you, and your arm falls off.
Well, no, it's not quite that bad. But this guy was riding his bike, right?
Yeah.
And he scrapes his leg. Boom. He's dead.
Oof.
Is that bad?
But I did hear, though, people sneeze on you if they have it, and then you get it, and it's like the creepy crud or something like that.
It is the creepy crud, yeah. We're all going
to
die.
And there's
terrible.
Nothing to fight it?
It's Friday, and we're all going to die.
Unless you wear a raincoat, maybe. I don't know.
I'm scared.
Thank you, Jamie Weiss, Morning Breath Theater. We're still searching. I said, we're still searching for the morning.
I know I haven't been accepted, you guys. Everybody hates me. It's over. I'm gone. It was nice to talk to you.
Okay, if you
goodbye.
Like, hey, I'll make it
no,
fair.
No, I told you, I don't do well with those little polls. I always lost. I was not
Wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
By
little polls.
Whenever you say, oh, call in if you like her. I never won Homecoming Queen.
Everybody hates
me. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about me.
No.
If you do like Jamie,
you too.
You can give us a call on the Edge line and put in your vote, 260-1063.
I love
right now, you got to shut up because this is the part where we do the weekend happenings.
Told me to shut up.
We tell you what's going on for the weekend.
Okay, cool.
Pay attention because, you know, you're in town, so you want to do stuff.
Oh, cool.
Here's
music.
Your weekend agenda for Friday, June the 10th. Movies opening this weekend, City Slickers 2, The Search for Curly's Gold with Billy Crystal and Jack Palance. Returning, Kronos with Ron Perlman. Speed, that looks like a good one with Keanu Reeves and Dennis Hopper and Widow's Peak starring Mia Farrow. Videos being released this week for Rent, Wayne's World 2, and My Life. And Triple Concert Ticket Weekend kicks off at 5 on the Edge today. Chances for you to get tickets to see Counting Crows, Pretenders, and Material Issue. That's starting at 5. Just keep listening for those bands right here on the Edge. Citywide happenings, the Funk Junkies and Circle Jerks at the Mesa Amphitheater. That is tonight at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Rattlers play the Massachusetts Marauders at the America West Arena, 7:30. The Wallace and Ladmo Show returns to Channel 5. The best of Wallace and Ladmo will be shown at 10:30 on Saturday night, starting tomorrow, running through July 16th. James Taylor returns to the Valley Saturday at the Blockbuster Desert Sky Pavilion. Showtime, 8 o'clock. And Sunday, the Arizona Bridal Fashion Fair kicks off.
A little late
for Commander Bill, but that's happening at the Phoenix Civic Plaza. The showcase of wedding-related goods and services, open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you missed anything or you need some more information, you can always call the Edge Event Line, 260-KEDJ. That is your weekend agenda for Friday, June the 10th. The Cutting Edge of Rock, 106.3, Arizona's Edge.
I knew.
You stepped on the button there.
I'm sorry.
Just cut off that commercial, 727. It's Morrissey on the Edge. Morrissey on the Edge, Morning Breath Theater, Willoughby, and our fill-in
chick.
Potential applicant.
Do you love me or what?
Jamie White. She's so spunky. Jeez, how do you do it?
No, here's the deal. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell a joke, and this will put me over the edge. I am going to win the job with this joke. Are you ready?
But you can't have the job unless you first, there's a prerequisite before you tell a joke.
All right.
It's a prerequisite. You got to have an Edge sticker on your car. We're going to go out in the parking lot and take a look. Now, I'll give you some time.
Okay.
I'll give you a run and start. They're free. There's no purchase necessary
really?
For this. Yeah, you can get them at any Z Record Exchange or any Copper Rivet store.
I'm there.
They're cool. They're clear. You can stick it on the window. I'll give you a running start. Now, now you know the prerequisite.
Uh-huh.
You got to have it on your car. Remember that.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Go ahead. Tell your joke.
You guys, this is going to win me the job. Are you ready? What do you call a deer with no eyes?
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Uh-huh. You guys, this is it.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Yes, I'm in. I win.
Tough room.
Yes. I thought that was great.
Stick to the news. 7:32, your Edge Update brought to you by Salt River Recreation. Come tube with us. Call 984-3305 for more information. I think Jamie's already on a tuber. 7:33, here's your Edge Update.
Okay, Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski will face a judge for the first time over corruption charges. Rostenkowski, hello, it's three syllables, says he'll plead not guilty to all charges. Goodbye. And do we care that an extension to the runway at LaGuardia Airport has been given the okay? Yes, folks, 460 feet will be added to that runway. And I'm sorry
That's
to do this
news.
To you. Yeah, I'm quite
I've
excited.
Flown into that airport.
It's scary. All right, and I'm sorry to do this to you guys, but it's a Tom and Roseanne story. Here's the scoop. Tom, half Arnold, showed up at her hotel in Italy with the National Enquirer crew. Roseanne was furious and tried to beat the crap out of him.
Really?
Yes, she did. And speaking of crap, here's Commander Bill with your traffic.
Now, you be good. Watch out for these accidents all being worked on right now. This traffic report is service of Grants Farm Bread, 43rd Avenue at Greenway, just north of the intersection northbound. A couple of vehicles involved in a fender bender. Make sure you move to your left. 99th Avenue in Thomas has a head-on collision. One vehicle in the canal. Val Vista at Ray Road out of there in Mesa. Three vehicles involved in an accident. A person is trapped. Val Vista at Ray Road. Grants Farm Bread, because it's soft and has a fresh from the oven flavor. Grants Farm enhances the taste of whatever you put on it. Everything, I mean everything, tastes better on Grants Farm bread. I'm Commander Bill. We're driving on the Edge.
So, Bill, how many people do you have up there with you in the plane?
How many?
I got. It sounds like you're having a party up there.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a party. Say hi to everybody. Say hi.
Hello. See, there you go.
Oh, that's your wife.
Oh, oh yeah. Right? I bring my wife up here, yeah.
A little nasty in the airplane.
Something I like to do.
All right, here you go.
Just join the Mile High Club.
Coach Lucas resigns from the Spurs. The Canucks beat the New York Rangers 6-3, and the Sun Devils lost yesterday 6-1. Today, sunny high 108. I'm Jamie White, and that's your Edge Update.
Not bad. Not bad. We'll get back to you. 7:35. It's Lenny on the Edge. The Cutting Edge of Rock 106.3, Arizona's Edge. Toad the Wet Sprocket. Have you heard that band?
I love that. I love that song. I love the band.
I just want to make sure you've heard of that band, because very strange
name.
You're
acting like I'm not hip.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that's really...
I don't know much about you, Jamie White, who's trying out for the morning show news sidekick person.
And I'm in the studio with all these guys, and they're going, so you have blonde hair, but what's with the black roots? You guys are just... fierce. You're so mean to me. Be nice to me, please.
We are being nice to you. A lot of people have been calling being very nice to you, too. You must have a large family in town.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Yes, you do, don't you?
I gave them the number and they called.
And by the way, no, you cannot win the Trippin' Thursday trip now that you've officially actually stepped in the studio and worked on the air.
I can't?
No, because we're going to send two people to Honolulu, Hawaii to see the big melee.
I love lays.
Melee. That means carnival.
Okay.
The big melee. It's happening in Honolulu in August with the Lemonheads, Porno for Pyro, Social Distortion, Blind Melon. What we do is we play that edge boarding call.
I love that call, yes. I've heard it.
You're really sucking up, aren't you? And you have to call 260-1063, and you have to be caller 16 when you hear that boarding call to qualify for the Trippin' Thursday trip to Honolulu. And unfortunately, I'm sorry, but you are ineligible.
Mm.
But you are eligible for the gig, so... you have that going for you.
I'm
going
to win this, you guys. I'm great.
I heard you're willing to do anything for this job. Are you willing to work for food?
I thought you were going to pull a Bob Barker thing on me.
7:43. It's Dramarama. No casting couch here on the Edge. The Cutting Edge of Rock 106.3, Arizona's Edge. Smithereens, part of the Edge Mono Rock Concert Series. They'll be with the Grays Friday, June 17th at the Roxy. How you doing, Willoughby? And your name again is?
It's Jamie.
Jamie.
Thanks for remembering.
I'm sorry.
I made quite an impression.
Jamie White trying out here for the... news, morning show partner,
spit
sidekick
it out there, buddy.
Person there.
Jesus.
Hey, it's Friday, okay?
Who's the professional here?
It's Friday, okay? Hey.
What?
I'm going to send you back to that checkout line.
You guys, he just flipped me off.
No, I did
not. I guess you did.
And she lies, too.
Oh, I feel one of those nasty lawsuits coming on again. Oh, man, there it is.
Okay, Diane Parkinson. So,
anyway.
What was it you were talking about Tom Arnold before?
Tom and Roseanne.
He got beat up?
Yes. Are you tired of these two?
I'm glad he got beat up, though.
Are they going to get a divorce or aren't they? Yeah, he showed up at her. She was staying in a hotel in Italy, so he showed up there with the whole National Enquirer crew.
That's great.
She went berserk and just knocked the crap out of him.
That's
completely.
Great. Do we care anymore?
No,
I don't think
we care. But we got to love him for this. At least he married her in California where he gets half of everything. You knew all along that he wasn't marrying her because he loved her. He's going half, yes.
But his career is probably... what's he going to do on television? His show is terrible.
He's so lame.
His show sucks.
He's got to go.
He'll wind up on cable.
He's just...
because there's all those new cable networks,
right? Yeah, there's like 63 channels now.
Yeah, there's all the new cable networks opening. The Bloopers and Practical Jokes Network.
Oh,
and Jesus. Then there's July 4th. There's the new America's Talking cable channel debuting.
Ooh, boy.
Isn't
that
cool?
Yeah.
It's all talk cable television. There's one show with a clinical psychologist and a behavioral therapist co-hosting a show called Am I Nuts?
Not really. Yes. Are you serious?
I am not making it up.
Great name.
And probably Roseanne will be the first guest.
Uh-huh.
Dan Quayle and Tori Spelling are going to also host a show called Am I Stupid?
The Cutting Edge of Rock. What a...
Morning Breath Theater, The Cutting Edge of Rock.